Welcome to this episode of the Legal Page Podcast. Today, I am going back to a little more of a big sister page type of podcast episode. So this is definitely not legal heavy and more entrepreneurial advice. I'm going to talk all about letting go of control as a business owner. And for someone who is a type A Enneagram 3 kind of control freak, I truly believe I am very well suited to give advice surrounding letting go of control. I have been able to do so not perfectly, but decently well over the past few years. I think I'm at a place now where I can really offer you guys good suggestions about letting go of control and allowing yourself the ability to grow and scale with additional help. So let's get to this episode, Legal Pagers.
You're listening to the Legal Page Podcast, where we chat about life and business with a legal twist. I'm Paige, attorney and photographer helping online businesses and creatives tackle their business dreams without breaking out in hives. No more legal mumbo jumbo. This podcast features simple, bite-sized advice that'll have you legally legit in no time. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hey everyone. So thanks so much for tuning in today. As you know, I am going to be Big Sister Paige today, talking on your shoulder. You can like pretend like we're sitting down having a glass of wine. Even though I'm pregnant, I can't drink wine. It's fine. You can drink one for me. I'm very sad about it. I want to really hone in on letting go of control and why it's really important as business owners to have that ability to delegate, but to do so without micromanaging and to let go of all of the control and put it in the hands of the person that you're delegating the task to. This is not always easy to do, but it's 100% absolutely needed for your business to move forward. And this is important. Like I said, it is something that I know many of us struggle with, because we want our business to be a certain way. And we all started as solopreneurs, meaning we started knowing that our business was going to be ran by just us. We started knowing how we wanted our business to look, the ideal clients that we were going to get. We have a vision. Like, we're visionaries, we're creatives as business owners, and we have a certain idyllic feel about our business. And it's oftentimes hard to give control of that vision to someone else, because it is never going to be exactly what you had anticipated or exactly what you would have produced. But the question you need to ask yourself is it close enough? You know, done is better than perfect. That type of mentality is what I am talking about on today's podcast. If you can realize that not everything has to go the way that you had originally planned, if you can bless and release certain situations where you're not fully in control, if you can allow people that you assign tasks to and that work for you to have full control and utilize their vision, and even if it doesn't come out the way that you had exactly imagined it to, what if it's better? What if you changed your frame of mind to think, actually, I like what they produced. It's totally different than what I had imagined, but I actually think this could be better and better suited for my audience, because they are also a third party. They are not me. I am oftentimes, you as a business owner, are too close to your genius. You're too close to your business. You're constantly in the visionary role, and you like oftentimes forget what it's like to be a consumer of your business. So all in all, that is why it's really important. I think it's also a very, very healthy leadership tactic to take, where if you can really hone in on the letting go of control, being able to delegate without micromanaging from the get-go, and that is a skill set that you really try to harness and work towards as a beginning business owner, you are going to be much more successful in the long run because you mastered that skill to begin with. So what are you able to do once you can start to let a few things go off your plate? so many things. This is like the beauty of why letting go of control is extremely worthwhile for business owners and necessary for business owners. You can never, ever grow and scale and serve more people if you have everything on your own plate. You have to start giving those plates to other people so that you're not juggling 50 plates and they like half of them crash down. That is what we all need to avoid. There is a certain point in business and you will know. You will know because your overwhelm will be there. You will feel frustrated. You will feel emotional. You're overwhelmed at every single task you have to get done. And that means you need to start outsourcing and you need to let things go off of your plate. And then you get to do the $100 an hour jobs, the $200 an hour jobs is what I like to call them. What are the things that you could pay someone $10, $20, $30 an hour to do, whereby you are the one actually creating things and doing things that have a legitimate ROI attached to them, hundreds of dollars worth of ROI, where you are making the money for your business and you can do more of that because you have more time to do that. And everyone else can pick up the little tasks that don't have ROI attached to them and are just administrative tasks that absolutely need to get done. You will have this aha moment when you start doing this and letting go of control, because you'll be able to move forward in a way that you never were to previously, and a way that you probably had never imagined previously. It's really hard to like fully explain what that is like. And it takes time, because I will say, when you are a beginning business owner and you're hiring people at the get-go, you're still going to be controlling. Like, it's just an innate nature of being a manager and a boss to others. You want them to do it to the best of their ability, but everyone has a different personality and everyone does things differently and everyone accomplishes tasks and everyone has different Enneagrams and Myers-Briggs and people learn differently and people act differently. And you also, it's your business. Like, it all rides on you, right? If something were to happen, like, you're the ultimate one that's responsible. If your, you know, launch doesn't do as well and you don't make as enough money, like, then it's all on you to like make up for that money or to figure out like what you're going to do with your workers. So of course it's stressful. And of course you're going to be a bit more controlling when you start outsourcing tasks to your team members. But know that in time, and you need to do it quickly, not gradually. I don't want you to spend a year or two micromanaging people and then be like, okay, now I'm ready to like fully give you control over this situation. Don't do that. You're going to look like a crazy person. Second, you cannot have loyal, trustworthy, phenomenal team members on your team without giving them the ability to manage their own tasks and giving them control over how, where, when, what they're doing. When you give that control, you are also telling them, you are doing a good job. I believe in you. I know that you can get this done whatever way you're going to do it. And I know it's probably going to be better than the way I would have done it. If you can approach managing team members that way, the letting go of control scenario is just going to fade away. And you need to do it, like I said, quickly. So don't do this over a couple of years. Do it like you, I'm going to give you like a timeline here. If you hire a team member, I want your onboarding process to go 2 to 4 weeks. That onboarding process is when you can control them. When you've got like full control, full reign over what they do, because they're asking you questions. But basically you need to give them also make sure that you're proactively telling people how you're going to go about managing them when they join your team. Don't just like willy-nilly. I did that at the beginning where I would just hire people and be like, oh, we'll just see how it goes. That gives no one a clear indication or path of how they're going to be working for you or what to expect. You're setting zero expectations from the get-go. So say, okay, I'm going to just choose 4 weeks, okay, a month. We're going to have a 4-week onboarding trial period where you hear all your tasks. I want you to check in with me, figure out how your onboarding is going to work with that team member. And then I want you to be very clear with them and say, at then 4 weeks, if we are where we need to be, and then set what that expectation looks like for them, then you will start handling XYZ on your own. And then after 4 weeks after that, we will have a review, kind of like if you're thinking about it, like an employee W-2 status, sometimes you have like mid-year employee reviews or yearly employee reviews. I think it needs to go quicker for contractors because they come and go from your business pretty quickly. And many of you that are listening here, I'm assuming you're not like hiring full-time employees to begin with. I have lots of other podcasts surrounding employees versus contractors, but this one I'm saying, okay, you're like starting to let go of control. You're outsourcing tasks. You're probably hiring contractors. Like 99% of you are going to be hiring an independent contractor. So tell them, like, then you have a month to have this control to do it yourself. And then we're going to reassess. And I'm just going to give you kind of my bulk constructive criticism in 4 weeks' time. Don't do it every single time they complete a task or finish a task. Do it at the end. Give them again the kudos and the praise throughout that second month of them working for you of you're doing a great job. This is awesome. Like, you know, minor little changes, what have you. But the big open-ended feedback, I want you to leave until you have that next big review call with them. And then, you guys, it does get easier. That's the biggest thing I can tell you. Letting go of control, it's not easy to begin with. And it's hard for business owners. We're so close to our genius. We're so close to our businesses. Our care and our passion towards our business will never amount to what you would hope the passion that your workers give to your business. It's just not the same. And you have to let go of that expectation as well. That's a control thing that if you can't understand and fully appreciate the fact that they're working for you, but they are self-interested and they have other things going on and probably other clients, and you are not their number one. You're not going to be ever, really. Even if they're a full-time employee, they get a bit closer to that number one, right? But I think still their personal life and their family life and like everything is way more prioritized in your workers' lives. I think when you have full-time employees on, they definitely become more dedicated to your business, but contractors, they just aren't. So I'm just going to let you know now, let go of that because it's never going to happen, my friend. If you can find the right person that really takes pride in what they do and how they're accomplishing tasks and wants the best for you and the best for your business, that's the type of contractor you're looking for. But let go of those crazy expectations that you think they're going to be like this unicorn contractor that's going to just basically like be an arm and extension of you in your business. Those are far and few between. If you have that like Sally in your life, keep her. But you know, you probably give her bonuses, increase her wages, you know, show that you really, truly care. But I think over time, it does get a lot easier to let go of control because you're going to start seeing the fruits of your labor. You're going to start seeing more scaling, more growing as a business owner. And it's going to also help you delegate even more. You're going to like see how it works. And you're like, oh my gosh, it actually worked. Oh my gosh, I was able to actually work on this. Oh my gosh, I didn't have an emotional breakdown during this launch. Oh my gosh, they actually did accomplish all these tasks. And even though it wasn't perfect, it all got done. And before I could only get 2 of these 10 tasks done and they got all 10 done. Even though it wasn't exactly the way I would want it, they're done. And that is where you will start being able to let go of more and more and more control and give your team members more and more and more tasks, which is going to help you grow more and more and more. Just some alliteration for you all. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to touch on is how to handle micromanaging throughout the letting go process. So I want you to not micromanage everything. I want you to understand that micromanaging has a bad connotation And so your workers are going to be annoyed and they are going to have a bad feeling about you over micromanaging things. Again, this is all about expectations from the beginning. What will you give input on? When in the task management process will you review things? That's important. And this is where like task management procedures come into play. Like we use monday.com and I've talked about this in other episodes. And I actually have a really good episode coming up, you guys, that you'll want to listen to regarding task management. But if you can lay out the expectation of this is your duty, then this is this person's duty. And these are the things that need to be done. Boom. Before page reviews, like we have page review as a step in the task management process of basically almost everything that goes on in TLP. But then I batch task managing those certain, you know, steps in the process. So if I have to review things, I usually set deadlines and expectations of when all these other things need to get done that my team members are doing. And I do not micromanage when they are working on that task. I wait until they get everything done. And then I batch review all these different things at a certain time. Usually it's like once a week or once every couple weeks, but that gives them the grace to like try their best and to realize that boom, at this point in time, Paige will be giving me feedback and I need to expect constructive criticism and changes and edits coming my way. Again, you're just telling people this is what you can be mentally prepared for. When micromanaging gets a bad rep is when you are literally doing it day in and day out and you're like asking them how their process is going on this type of situation or like where are they at in the process. I mean, if they haven't like talked to you or communicated with you and you're just like worried about where they are and what they're doing and if they're actually working on things for you and clocking hours appropriately, that's a different scenario. But I'm talking about micromanaging to an extreme level where you can't even let them finish the task at hand without asking them a question. So make sure you're not micromanaging in that respect. And that is how I micromanage, you know, expectations in my own business. I was kind of using micromanaging in a weird sense, but that's how I try to avoid over micromanaging, but micromanaging in a sense of making the task management process and step-by-step situation very, very clear to everyone who's on my team and making sure that I'm reviewing things at certain times and not stepping on people's toes. And finally, you guys, I wanted to end this episode with my advice to new entrepreneurs who are just starting to outsource early on in their business. You know, in my professional opinion, I do think it makes things easier. I want you to really highly, highly consider letting go of control before you're burnt out and before you kind of reach that tipping point and stuck in the endless to-do cycle of being a business owner. Like I said previously, you're going to know that there's a point at which you should really start thinking about it. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm taking on all these tasks and now I have more and more and more clients. When you start like very, very, very frequently getting more inquiries and clients, that should be a red flag for you. Before I get burnt out with all of these new clients, I should probably think about implementing, you know, an additional team member to help me with this. Virtual assistants are a great first step for business owners to help with client management and sending out contracts and communicating with clients on very, very simple workflows that you have in your business, helping answer, you know, general client questions that are coming through your inbox to help just manage your inbox in general, to help answer DMs that can easily link to a blog post or, you know, things that you do not need to be doing as a business owner. And I want you to have a moment of aha when you are just starting out and you're going from the hustle mode of I'm trying to get everything done. I'm trying to get my business to a point at which I'm not worrying about paying this month's rent and like getting as much, you know, clients as I can during that period of time. When you're okay on income and now it's like just, it's more, you know, more clients than you can handle, or you you want to help people, but you just don't have enough time in the day, before your emotional status goes from like, okay, this is great and I'm making a lot of money, to holy baloney, I'm so burnt out and like, I can't do this anymore, and you're having like emotional breakdowns, then there's an in-between stage there of when I want you to start looking at hiring a team member. And I hope that makes sense, because I don't want you to frantically hire. And I've, of course, other podcasts too about how I suggest like hiring and making sure that you're getting the right team members on board. So definitely consider doing so beforehand so that you don't end up in a situation where you hire the wrong person because you're literally desperate. You don't want to get to the desperate stage is what I'm trying to tell you. Because if you're hiring someone based on desperation, they're probably not going to be the right fit. You're not going to do enough interviews. You're going to probably have a problem letting go of control. You're going to have a problem with micromanaging, and they're going to come and go in your business very fast. And that is even more stressful, because having to retrain people and work with different people's personalities and figure out your next step is even more emotionally draining. So don't do that. All right, you guys, that is all of my tips that I have for you, kind of surrounding letting go of control, not micromanaging, getting the right team members on board so that you don't, you know, micromanage them and make them upset and, you know, have, you're overly controlling towards everyone on your team. If you guys want to continue the conversation on, I would be happy to answer any questions that you have surrounding this podcast episode on my Instagram account, The Legal Page, or you can join our Facebook community, The Legal Page community on Facebook as well, and ask questions about any type of team management, micromanaging, letting go of control situations. I hope you guys liked this episode, and I would love, love, love to hear from you or get a review as well. If you would, you know, kindly just take a couple minutes of time and leave me a review on iTunes, it would mean the absolute world. But as always, I will be here to chat with you all next week. Same time, same place.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Legal Page Podcast. See, I told you being legally legit isn't so scary. Be sure to visit thelegalpage.com for all show notes. And it would be super awesome if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review. Last but not least, don't forget to join my free Facebook group for unlimited legal and biz Q&A. Chat soon, Legal Pagers.